Welcome to another episode of Minecraft Mysteries, where I basically try and solve things that no one cares about being solved.
And I try to, you know, rule out the logic behind Banjo's stupid fucking theories. But, you know what? Let's go with it. Let's roll with it.
So, today's episode, we're going to be discussing why creepers are afraid of ocelots.
Oh, this one's going to be a doozy.
And, basically, I didn't really understand it because, you know, creepers are pretty powerful and ocelots are pretty wimpy. So, an ocelot is not an actual, like, house cat, but it's, like, a wild cat. And it's usually 18 to 44 pounds, which is actually 490% larger than the house cat. So, I thought that was an interesting fact. And my first theory starts that when Notch was trying to create a pig, he accidentally swapped the height and length values, and that's where the origin of the creeper came. And so maybe it has to do with pigs in real life. Pigs get along with cats, but since ocelots are not cats, the same cannot be said. Ocelots eat iguanas and rabbits, and theoretically could devour a baby pig. And baby pigs are about 2.5 pounds, while iguanas are about 3 pounds, and rabbits are about 2 pounds. So, in real life, ocelots are a potential threat to the pig population, or the pee-pee. So, before I get my conclusion, what do you think about that?
I definitely think that is reasonable, surprisingly. And I would just like to point out for anybody that listens to this, although ocelots have technically become cats in Minecraft, they're still, they originally came from ocelots. It all started with the ocelots, and once you tame an ocelot, it would appear differently and become a house cat. But I still believe that could definitely be a possibility, considering an ocelot becomes a cat. Is it like that? I can't remember. Is it like that?
They changed it, actually. The ocelot and cats are two different species. You cannot tame ocelots.
Okay. And I was also wondering, if you have an untamed ocelot, would creepers still be afraid of ocelots in the wild?
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. And, I mean, yeah, that's definitely reasonable. I'm quite surprised. And maybe it could be because of that. Maybe it's not because of the fact that it was originally coded to be a pig itself. Which, that could be a possibility. But if we could also take into account that could be ruled out, did you have a theory of why the creeper itself would be afraid of ocelots, aside from the fact that it could have been a misprogram for a pig?
Yes.
I would like to hear this theory.
Okay, so besides theory one, which that creepers are technically kin to pigs and care about the pee-pee, the pig population, they have a natural instinct to avoid ocelots or perhaps fear them. But delving into other theories, I think that, well, I know for a fact that besides mobs such as the Ender Dragon, the Shulker, and Squid, ocelots are among the fastest moving mobs in Minecraft. And creepers are never, like, around freaking Ender Dragons or Shulkers, but they're around ocelots a lot. And while the creeper can cause a great amount of damage, the ocelot theoretically could run in, attack the creeper, and run away without the creeper being able to attack back. Because the creeper's only form of defense is explosions, mm-hmm. and that takes a while the ocelot can just, you know?
That makes sense. Also, like, considering the only other animal that you could really tame, technically, is, like, a wolf. Domestically speaking, I mean, yeah, you can, like, technically, quote-unquote, tame pigs and, like, horses and stuff like that. But if we're talking about animals that will attack, a dog is obviously nowhere near as fast as a cat because they're much easier to capture in the wild, and dogs are idiotic enough to attack creepers. And obviously, like, it's reasonable that if a dog, the dog would die to like a creeper explosion, but that could definitely be the case. Like, although, do ocelots and cats attack other mobs? Or do they not? Or this could be just like, hypothetically speaking, if an ocelot were to attack a creeper. But like, at the same time, you can't really make a cat attack anything because all they're gonna do is just sit there like fucking dumbasses.
Yeah, like hypothetically, the ocelots don't attack the creepers and they don't attack anything else.
But just like speaking in a sense, like if they were to attack, that would be reasonable why a creeper would be like afraid of attacking an ocelot.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like no matter what, a creeper will always try to defend itself with like a self-destruction. But that makes sense. Do you have any other theories regarding that? Because I did see that you had a few more in mind.
Yeah. So, the conclusion to that theory, basically, I think, personally, creepers are little bullies. And they can dish it, but they can't sure as hell not take it. And that kind of ties in with theory three, that creepers are known assholes.
I mean, I think that's just a general idea.
Yeah. They not only kill you, but they go, like, you put in all this time and effort into these creations, and they just go and explode it. And they, you have these beautiful creations that then get destroyed by the creeper. And I think that the creepers like this. They like mentally fucking with you, and ocelots, since they don't have anything sentimental to them, the creeper can't bully them. And I think that forms insecurity for the creeper.
Yeah, that is low key. Why does that make sense? Okay, that does make sense, considering like other animals that you can domesticate, like horses and things like that. They feel a purpose because they can transport you places, and they're a useful source of transportation. Whereas dogs are like your companion, they can fight for you. Cats, they're just there because you want them to be there. But that totally makes sense. And it's not like the cat gives a shit about you. I mean, like, aside from you, who's gonna be more passionate about cats than they are about Minecraft dogs? Like, okay, reasonably think about it. Dogs in Minecraft are much more useful than ocelots. And I was also thinking about this. It could come up in a later theory, but why are skeletons afraid of dogs? Like, well, actually, okay, never mind. That just makes sense because dogs like bones. Yeah, alright, never mind. That theory's out of the window. That just makes sense.
This episode's getting two theories in one.
Let's go! Alright, and we're already at the 8-minute mark. Like,
go us! Hey,
yeah, I mean, we're already, like, covering, like, a bunch of shit. I did see you had something else. Would you like to share?
Yes,
this is probably one of the more, like, ridiculous ones. But it's a theory.
I'm pretty proud of this theory.
I was pretty proud of it, too. You actually put some in-depth research
into
this. It's mostly her that's doing this. I'm just here to input my opinion into what she's saying.
So, I started thinking, like, rationally, okay, we got the reasonable, like, oh, creepers are connected to pigs, or oh, creepers are afraid, or they care about themselves and themselves only. But I was thinking, let's go back in time. let's pull a all Stampy right. and all time right. travel.
All right, let's go.
Ocelots are keeping, in the game, ocelots keep the creepers away. Right, because the creepers try and stay away from cats.
Yeah.
In ancient Egypt.
All right. I already like where this is going.
Cats were worshipped because they were protectors of the underworld, and they scared away the evil. Creepers are the evil that the ocelots are scaring away.
Okay. Now, this could make sense, considering that there are desert villages and you can still find cats.
Wait, can we pause for a minute?
Yeah.
Continue.
Okay, so what was I saying? Okay, so as I was saying, cats are also found in, like, desert villages, but at the same time, they can be found anywhere, which would make sense. Mm-hmm. We don't know what time period Minecraft takes place in, because it's obviously, I mean, I don't know what you would really call it. It's in a time period on its own.
Yeah.
And it couldn't be completely ruled out. It could make sense because that's actually legitimately reasonable. There is a skin pack in Minecraft, and there is an Egyptian skin pack, but that's just a skin pack. And I don't know if that's, like, quote-unquote canon, because, like, the settlers, like, skin pack and stuff like that, that's technically canon in the Minecraft universe, I guess, kind of, if we're speaking, like, in a story sense. But, that could be reasonable, because I know that there's, like, a jackal skin, and I know, like, cats were strongly worshipped in Egypt as, like, a god, and, like, and jackals were kind of inferior, and they were more just, like, as a protector, whereas, like, cats were something that were, like, of holiness, and, like, I remember, like, reading about this somewhere, if you brought harm upon a cat, like, it was, like, appalling, and you would be punished for doing that, but whereas, like, now you're just, like, fucking arrested for that shit, but, like, that's animal abuse, but we're not gonna talk about that. But, aside from the ridiculousness of the theory, it could be reasonable. It could also just be, like, something that doesn't really make sense that Notch added into the game, and like, I mean, it's Minecraft. It could mean anything.
Yeah.
And same thing, like, what the fuck is the purpose of a silverfish? And, like...
Yeah.
And
what the fuck is a shulker block?
It's just stores stuff. That's all it does. Like, it's the same thing as, a semi-locked chest.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. Just that kind of stuff, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things in Minecraft that don't have an explanation, but I don't like that, and that's why I do this.
I know. And even so, we still might not be able to find the answer to the mysteries. I definitely think in the past that we've attempted, but maybe we've not fully covered everything, and maybe we'll delve in, well, she'll probably delve into more research about this, and it'll come up in a later theory. But I guess that's all we can truly say about it. I mean, I guess it's just another thing that doesn't really necessarily make sense. And when it comes to, like, mob drops and things like that, the only thing they can really drop is, like, gunpowder, and on rare occasions, music disc, and that isn't time to ocelots or cats whatsoever. Whereas, like, dogs, it makes sense. Like, they're made out of bones. And, like, I remember that, like, thinking about it one time, and then I remembered it again. I'm like, wait, why are skeletons afraid of dogs? It doesn't make any sense. And I was just like, oh, no shit! They're fucking made out of bones. But something like that does make definite sense. But I think it would just make more sense if, like, for example, if, like, drowns were afraid of ocelots because they come from the water or something like that. Or maybe it would be, like, the reverse. Ocelots are afraid of drowns because they're from the water. And, I don't know. It just, like, little details like that, they're weird, but at the same time, they make you think, like, why? And But that's all I can really say about it. I mean, you've gone into more research about this than I have. You even went as far to look at the weight of a goddamn baby pig. But I guess it's just you. You're a little bit extra when it comes to that kind of stuff. And that's okay. I mean, at least it gave us a general idea. So we have some more theories. We have the theory that creepers are narcissistic assholes.
Yeah.
Cats are just, well, technically ocelots, are just, like, a general threat when it comes to, like, tying in with, like, a theory of, like, them being pigs and like that. We also have the theory that they were Egyptian gods. And, which could make sense. Yeah. And considering the, like, skin pack and, like, the desert and shit. But that's all I can really say about this theory. And I know it was, like, short, but, like, still. At least we're gonna put a pin in it for right now.
Yeah.
Until we can, like, come up with, like, a set thing. But if not, we probably won't discuss it in a future theory, and we'll probably just keep it at here for right now. But I guess it's just, like, one of the smaller theories that we can discuss. We have a bunch of small theories, and there are some bigger theories out there, and I'm sure that people have already discussed these kind of things, but it's just our take on it.
Yeah.
And I think it's reasonable considering that she's actually gone into some research, and I guess this is just a theory that's just there. It's just out there. Just it can mean anything. It probably doesn't really mean anything, and it probably will never have a meaning behind it. And it's just, I don't know. I guess it just makes it a threat to creepers, because, like, let's think of other mobs. Like, what are other mobs scared of? Like, Endermen are afraid of water. Skeletons are afraid of dogs. Like, what else? Like, zombies are afraid of light, but that's just, like, for any mob.
Yeah, I don't really know what else. Far as I can think, like, I can't think of spiders having any fears, drowns,
nothing. I mean, like, but they do have, like, sort of weakness. Like, during the day, they're not able to attack and things like that. Like, weakness-wise.
And, like, drowns can't attack you if you're
out of the water. But
unless,
that's
only, unless you have a dragon.
Yeah. But that's all I can say about the theory. I mean, it wasn't a very long one, but at least you, like, got it out there, you know?
Oh, it's not over yet. I have one more thing.
You have one more thing? All right, let's hear it.
This one's less fact-based.
Is it more opinion?
Yeah, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, I think creepers look like catnip.
Whoa. What do you mean, catnip? What?
Do you know what catnip is?
I know what it is, but I don't think I've ever, like, really seen it. It's like catweed, basically.
Yeah, I think creepers look like catnip, and I think that cats are just trying to eat them. Like,
Okay, just because it's green, is it?
I don't know, man.
Okay, I can see why.
Like, look at that.
It's literal cat weed.
Tell me that
it's
that...
the good kush.
It's the good kush, dude. Okay. Tell me that that's not a creeper. I'm showing her a picture of catnip to prove my point.
Why would my first time seeing catnip?
Tell me that's not a creeper.
Oh my God. Okay.
You gotta admit, the texture and the color.
I guess, but let's think about that. What is in catnip? What is catnip consisted of?
Like leaves and organic leaves and flowers.
Okay. Because, I mean, I guess. But I guess. Okay. All right, guys. That just settles the theory for today. Creepers are catnip.
I think we solved it, guys.
All right. I mean, I can't read this. Okay. Either cats are gods, creepers are assholes. I mean, that can just be said for anybody. Creepers are just pussies, or creepers are catnip.
Yeah.
I'm one of the four. Mm-hmm. I think we all know what the reasonable theory is here.
Catnip. Well, okay. We'll talk to you next time. Always remember, creepers are catnip.